You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Being a leader requires courage and discipline and determination. I was teaching last week about leaders are formed and not just born. Leaders are fashioned. Some of us think that you have to be a born leader, but you don't have to be born as a leader. I do believe God anoints certain traits that you should have as a leader, should have something that God gives. God does not anoint passivity. He anoints courage. David had courage before he was anointed.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Settle Your Purpose. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10.
Leadership is not supposed to just deal with weaknesses, but to support those that are improving. And so, Cynthia, if you're improving, we support it. We're going to support you if you happen to fall. But why are you falling when you can stand? Especially when you're a leader. Okay, all of us fall or make mistakes, but that's not what we do. That's not our proclivity. That's not the propensity that we're going to allow to be a part of our legacy. I got stuff I need to do. I got stuff I need to do. I got people that I need to lead. So if Cynthia's leading resilience, relentless, if she's leading relentless, glory to God, and she's organizing it, right? We want her to improve. Like to think about how she can expand it. Why do I need to go and find her when it's time for relentless to be online? Where, Cynthia, where you at? You online yet? Oh, I forgot. I didn't get an email. Didn't you know there's a storm, Bishop? What? I thought you were the leader. If you're the leader, then lead. The lady is asking me, Bishop, you know, we have prayer that's coming this Friday, and she's already prepping for it. She's getting a tag up with me to make sure she's in the vein. That's what leaders do, right? All right, when the wind blowing, you put your head down and you make sure ain't no projectiles coming to get you. And when the wind stops, you lift up and you start checking and reforming the form after the storm. That's what leaders do, male or female. Why do I got to remind you that the church is a part of you too? That when there's a storm, you should think about your church. Can I get a little amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You never ride by 281. I'm just going to ride by. I'm going to stretch my hand toward the building. You never think like that. What's going on? What's happening with them? What's going on with the leaders? Is there anything I can do to help? Is there a harness that I can put on my shoulder and help pull the load? Because we're in this thing together. You ever think like that? You know, you ever think like that when people are, you're moving people, you ever think beyond self? Well, Bishop, I got my bags, my sandbags, and I got my flashlights and I got my non-perishables, but I don't know about you. Did you get yours? Man, I'm dealing with hundreds of people. I'm dealing with mothers who don't have children. I'm talking about over 70 and 80. They call me. I don't have nobody to put up shutters. Nick and these men are putting up shutters for folk that don't have sons. Y'all understand? That's where I am. Where is he at? I'm not home reclining, but I'm organizing and making sure people are settled. You ever think like a leader? How can you serve others? How can you work with other people? And if I work with you, you're going to get mad with me when I can't this year? when I've done it for 15? Oh, my God. They don't love. They don't love. Why? Because you weren't served today. I'm serving every year. Who did you serve? Who did you serve? Who's on your radar? Is it a neighbor? Is it a neighborhood? Is it a city? I'm taking villas. I have to worry about counties. I'm looking at Central Florida. I have stuff that goes all the way to the Panhandle. I'm dealing with East Florida. I'm dealing with all kinds of issues. I'm dealing with the Southeastern United States. I'm talking to leaders around the world. Who's going to help me? We need leaders to get on point and stop thinking about self and think about others. Can the church say amen? You want to lead? You want to lead? You want the title, but do you have the responsibilities? Come on, man. See, Bishop, if you want to motivate leaders, you shouldn't be yelling like that. I know. I know. I know. That's just that Marine in me. Every once in a while, it's got to come out. Get lost. Get on the line. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about your feelings. Man, them men stand out there, what? Get on the line. Oh, God. Oh. Whew, Jesus. My wife, she's looking at me and say, what's wrong with it? I don't know. I don't know, man. Wind be blowing, I walk outside. Wind blow, I'm outside. I'm on the outside, walking around, looking around. When I first got out of the Marine Corps, I was cutting some grass and it started raining and I was still cutting, right? And the man said, what's wrong with you? I was still all in the rain. He said, what's wrong with you? Man, get off the rain. I didn't even stop. Rain don't move me. Man, you go to the Marines, you can't let that stuff bother you. What are you talking about? Ooh, you don't do that in the Marine. Ooh. Oh, no. Wrong thing. Actually, I think it's against the law to have an umbrella. You'll never see men with umbrellas, at least when I was in the Marine Corps base. You don't see it. They're walking around like that. People have to tell me, get the umbrella, because I'll start walking. Leaders, I'm not saying you got to be like me, because you don't have my experience. But there's some things, we face elements. We face the element. It don't bother us. We always take care of others. Leadership means helping members of your church, or if you're in a business, employees finding meaning in the work. Leadership means you're helping members of the church or employees, if you're a supervisor, find meaning in the work. That's what purpose is about. Have you ever found meaning in the work? I heard someone say yesterday, one of the greatest things they heard a new member say, when I came to this church and I encountered one of the greeters, I felt like I had meaning. Somebody noticed me. I heard a new member say, a young person that said, when I came here, I felt like I was seen. And not just a person, just a person sitting in a pew or sitting in a chair, but I was actually noticed. Ministry was designed for me. Leadership should inspire a deeper commitment to the workforce. In other words, we need more volunteers. And as I raise up a campaign for the volunteer force, we're going to come with a new branding for the volunteers. I would like to see more of you that haven't done anything in a while start thinking about your local church and begin to move toward it. That's volunteering to do things here in the ministry. Not only should we share in the responsibility, but when you share in the responsibility, you also share in the aspiration. Remember, we reap what we sow. If you sow good seed, you're going to also reign. If you sow in tears, you will reap in joy. Glory to God. And one of the greatest things a father and a mother can experience is to see their child thrive. I don't have to thrive when you are. I've already experienced that. But when you thrive, I thrive. And leaders have to be able to do that. If we don't develop our workforce, if we don't develop a younger membership, our church will die in the next 10 years. We must have a younger force. And those of us that's 50, 60 years old, if you're still searching for your destiny, your destiny is to raise up the next generation. That's the destiny. To make a fail-safe church, and that is, we raise them up in such a way that they can fill our slots. That's what we need to see. 10 years ago, I did not have gray on the side of my jaws. But I do now. I realize that I'm getting older. And it's my job to make sure that I pass this information on to the next generation. James Earl Jones passed away recently. A man by the name of Amos, I'm trying to think of his first name. John Amos passed away. These are people when I was a young man watching Good Times. He now belongs to the ages, John Amos. James Earl Jones, the voice that is distinct, just passed away recently. These are voices that helped to shape, that got my attention as a young man. That is John Amos and James Earl Jones. I think I have him on a Bible app. He played in a movie called Conan the Barbarian, in which he was an evil force. I still remember his tones. But his voice has been silenced, which means God wants your voice to be heard. That when your voice is silent, someone will call your name. As a voice of distinction and as a voice of inspiration. When that happens, James Earl Jones lives on. I wish I could have met Martin Luther King. He was snuffed out at the age of 39. I want you to get that. He was 39 when he was assassinated. Most of the people in this room, at least 50%, are older than 39. And look what he accomplished through nonviolent resistance and his speeches. He still speaks today. That's why I love YouTube. I heard more about him through YouTube than I ever knew while he was alive. If you want to be heard in the next generation, you need to grow now. And don't tell me you're too young to have sense. And don't tell me that you don't have enough experience to lead. Because he was 39 when he was killed. Same as Malcolm X, 39 years old, speaking at Oxford, jailhouse man, criminal that was transformed into a national figure, international figure. I don't follow his teaching, but I'm talking about leadership. You don't have to be 60 years old to lead. Sometimes church folk try to make you think that you have to have all of this before you can lead and all of that going on. It's just not true. You need to have some integrity. You need to have some loyalty. You need to read. You need to study. You need to be on the scene. You need to make sure that you're consistent. You need to know what you're doing. You shouldn't fake it until you make it. If you're teaching a class, you should have done some study. You should have prep time. If you want to be authentic, you need to communicate well, because leadership is wide open for you. Glory, hallelujah. Being a leader requires courage and discipline and determination. I was teaching last week about leaders are formed and not just born. Leaders are fashioned. Some of us think that you have to be a born leader, but you don't have to be born as a leader. I do believe God anoints certain traits that you should have as a leader, should have something that God gives. God does not anoint passivity. He anoints courage. David had courage before he was anointed. He had a sling before he was anointed. So what do you have in your hand that you can work? And do you have courage? God will anoint what you have. My job is not to give you courage as a leader. You got to get that from God. And you need to get that before you come to me. In other words, if something happened like a lightning bolt struck out there in the parking lot, and it made you so afraid that you ran and made a hole through that wall, going the opposite way, I wouldn't say you could be a leader here. Now, if you said, whoa, like I do, and looked at it, I'm okay, I can deal with that. But if you said, ah, and took off running and went and bust out that door and went over in the ditch and is laid out, I would say this is not somebody that need to be a leader. Or if you had a cup of ice and you just started chewing on it frantically. You got to have some courage. Thank you, Lord. A man came up in here, three men came up in here, and they walked down the aisle, and they said, we need to tell him what he need to preach while I'm preaching. Jada Stevens said, you can't do that. She stood right over there and stood right in the midst. It's like, you can't do that. Yes, we are. No, you're not. That's courage, right? These were men. And she said, you're not going to do that here. She stood her ground. Now, if she took off running the other way, I could have, you know, she's a female. I still would have been looking now. But if she pulled a man up and said, listen, these guys are doing so and so and so, I think I wouldn't have a problem with it. She said, you're not going to pass me. Even in the face of danger or uncertainty. They were going to take over the service. Well, they thought they would. While I'm preaching, like they're going to get up here and stand up here and say, you need to preach so and so, man. You would have seen us tussling. Where's my cane? I've been going off. Y'all have been saying, is the bishop saved? Does he know Jesus? I'd have been kung fu him. Then I rebuked the church. Y'all didn't see him coming? You should have got it. You should have been able to sense it. That passivity, you got to get rid of that. How you going to take the service? Sunday morning, the lady came up here, you know, how people greet me, but I was walking around. She came up here and said, you know, enjoyed your message, but you need to preach in Jesus' name. I said, I need to do what? You need to preach in Jesus' name. I said, I do preach in his name. No, Jesus only. I said, wait a minute, you're a little too extra right now. You're a little too extra. Nobody heard it, right? She said, no, you extra. You got the wrong one, man. I said, you raise your voice to me. I shouldn't have said it, but I said, in my house, I went off, man. Then I told her to scat, go, get down. I mean, I went off. Now, some of the people like, my God, man, why would he go off like that? You don't do that. But some of the ladies said, they better get her before I kick off my shoes. I'll get her. Brother's looking at him, you yelled at that lady? Yes, I yelled at her. In my house? You don't do that. That's like going to the sheriff and you're going to walk up in there and you're going to pull out guns in there. You get blown away. You don't do that. You don't go in a government building and take over. You get carried out. I'm not telling anybody to hurt anybody. What I'm saying is leaders lead. You got to have courage to face stuff. I was going up an elevator with Bishop McLaughlin and several of the presbyters. And a dude came in, man. And when he walked in, man, he walked in and he was just different. And he looked at Bishop and he went to open his coat. I said, don't move. I stepped right to it. Don't move. Don't move your hands. Don't move. And he looked at me, well, ho, ho, ho. I said, you hold. And we were in the elevator. Don't move like that with me. You don't do it. He stood still. When the elevator opened, he got out. I got out and stood between him and the bishop. That's how I move. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about just being on a microphone, standing up here on the platform. I'm talking about courage when it needs to be seen. Amen. We need leaders. Yes, if your child in trouble, you don't say, I'll get it later. You stand between the opposition. Amen. You don't let nobody grab your daughter. Amen. Oh, no. My God. Better watch your sons. These people are crazy. Anyway, that's not my message. I need to preach what God told me to preach. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You've been around. You know what time it is. You don't get frantic. You better get some courage. God anoints courage. Out of the ash, God forms us. Why does he form us out of ashes? Because he doesn't want leaders to be proud. One of the things you have to do, remember that you were formed from ash. From the dust we rise. So he forms our mind. We have the mind of Christ. He gives us a divine nature. He gives us a servant leadership mindset. He teaches us that we need to help humanity. God orders us or requires us to be obedient because we're but clay pots in his sight. I'm always asking God to make me a leader. I ask him to make me before he clothed me. That's a literal quote. A lot of people like to dress up, but they haven't been formed right. It's better to be made before you're clothed, before you put on mascara, before you put on muscles. Ask God to make you. Renew your mind. So God shapes heads. He forms mindsets. He also touches hands. He wants you to have a hand that's ready to serve. He strengthens your grip. Leaders don't fly off the wheel fast, even if they're on a merry-go-round. If they're on a Ferris wheel, they don't fly off easily. They tie in. Leaders aren't moved with storms. If you need to evacuate, do what you have to do. But I'm talking about you don't know if you want to live anymore and you want to commit suicide. That's not leadership. We never talk about ending it all. I know in our leadership we deal with mental health and we got a lot of problems, but leaders, let this not once be named among you. Talk to me before you have to do something like that. Talk to somebody in your ministry. That's why God wants our mind to be shaped. Thank you, Lord. That's why we have chaplaincy here. That is another tool in your toolbox. Sometimes we don't need to be preached. And if you're a chaplain and anybody is dealing with grief, you're not casting out demons. You're not laying hands and prophesying. Not as a chaplain. I need you to be reserved and need the power of presence, the ministry of presence. And I need you to listen and a gentle touch. Because demons aren't tied to that moment. And any prayer that's prayed in this church outside of the altar, you need to be chaplain when you do it. You're not the guru or the person that's so anointed, you casting out demons in the fellowship hall and out there if I'm up in here. You bring them in here and honor the authority that's in the house. I'm not telling you can't cast out demons in your house. You better.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Settle Your Purpose, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton Clark, our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor. Join us next Sunday, October 20th, as we honor Bishop. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the TR mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed, and pastor appreciation should be indicated on the memo.
And men, the registration for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, taking place at Truth Revealed on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th, is now open. Visit our website, truthrevealed.org, check out the mobile app, or scan the QR code in the foyer. You do not want to miss this experience, so save the dates and schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed.
The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, and it is time to become relentless in your prayer life. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary on Friday, October 18th at 7 p.m. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details on joining virtually.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.